Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Got a new thought for you today. What is most important to you today? I went through the Bible and picked out some people of things they deemed important. A king in Daniel named Belshazzar made a great feast and engaged in sin, and partying was the most important thing to him. Of course, we know later on in the chapter he died. The Pharisees were always trying to find a way to trip up Jesus. So it seems to me getting Jesus to mess up was what was important to them. The rich young man came to Jesus and asked how to get to heaven. When he found out he had to give up his riches, he walked away sorrowful because riches were what were important to him. And so I ask you today, dear friend, what is most important to you? I'm at a camp right now in Northern California. I have a host of projects and things to do to get caught up with office work. And I've been late, really late, in getting the November issue of the magazine to my layout lady. She's very patient with me, but I hate to do that to her. And I'm behind on several other things. Our support letter, where we are supported by churches and individuals on a monthly basis, and my support letter is late. So I have all these things late. But when I was sitting in here and I saw that Kevin needed someone to go out and help him organize the line for the train, I said, you know what? What's most important today? Well, I thought, because Kevin needed help and these young were here for this camp and these young people wanted to ride the train, that they needed somebody, that it was important for me to go out and do it. So I did it. I wanted to go to town. We're, you know, in camp situation, there's hardly any phone signal and then there's no internet. So I wanted to go to town to use the internet, but I saw that Kevin needed help with something, a service with juniors, and so I figured out a way to send my computer in for somebody to send a big file for me, and I stayed behind to help him because it was more important for me to stay here and help my husband with this camp. You see, I'm here at this camp to be a blessing and do what they're supposed to do. And I've got to always decide what's most important and then do what is most important. I had a lady text me the other day and said, I can't come and play the piano for you for the St. Louis meeting. And she said, because I looked at my schedule, I realized I really don't have time. And I texted her back and I said, thank you for saying no, because if you shouldn't do it, I don't want you, because what's most important is that daily schedule that you have to keep. I had another lady cancel out on me on writing something because she's taking care of her elderly mother. And I wrote her back and said, I'm glad you said no. If you don't have the time, I don't think you should, because right now what's most important is you taking care of your elderly mother. So we got to be careful about what's most important to us. James 4:14-17 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And I really believe not doing what is most important today for me would have been sin. So I'm glad I went on out and organized that train, the kids in the trains, and I'm glad I went on out and helped them do the service and sent my computer in to get that project emailed anyway. But do you know that you have to decide each and every day of your life what is important? And don't be foolish like the first three people I explained to you in the Bible. Don't focus on things that are not important. Life's short. Make the most of every minute of it if you can. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.